This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Thanks to free shipping, e-commerce has fueled a buy anything, take anything back culture. The National Retail Federation estimates some 11% of online purchases will be returned this year, and a lot of that is happening this week. Marketplace's Renata Sego has more.
If that shirt your aunt gifted you is too big, or that watch on your wish list turns out to be a flop, you've got options. There's the ages-old tradition of re-gifting, or if you're entrepreneurial, resale. Donating would be nice, then there's just going to the store. Even though more people are buying online, they're more inclined to make in-store returns. For retailers, that's the best-case scenario.
Home Depot, Walmart, Target are very happy to have a chance to talk to that consumer.
Tony Shiroda heads the Reverse Logistics Association, which is all about managing returns. He says return foot traffic can be turned into sales. Leaving behind heaps of returns works for shoppers, but it's just not a gift for retailers, says Charles Lindsay, marketing professor at the University of Buffalo.
The retailers send them to a distribution center. They're purchased by liquidators. They end up maybe at an outlet. They might be recycled.
But you didn't like it, you didn't need it, and the truth is, Lindsay says, a lot of those gifts could also end up at a landfill. I'm Renata Sego for Marketplace.